Blog Talk Radio.
No need it.
Tuesday's lunch. Cause we done missed your brunch. It's your Tuesday. Man, it's your Tuesday's lunch. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the show. We glad that y'all able to tune in. Hopefully somebody out there is tuned in, cause we know
in vodka and cranberry today instead of
okay. Right. All right. Already, we apologize for our tardiness. You know, the devil is always busy. But you know what? Don't worry, because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And so, you know, if it happens, you know, we stomp him out and keep him moving, man, because that's what we do is fast life on the move.
We had to do a little extermination just a while ago.
Yeah, and then. And then he wasn't happy, but you know what? Oh, well, because you don't have no place here for us. So get on, be behind us, and keep it moving, little baby Jesus. Anybody got time for that?
Get thee behind.
Yeah, get thee behind thee. Man, so y'all, welcome to your Tuesday's lunch. We are your beautiful host of the day. You got your homegirl, Nika.
That's right, everybody. Good morning. And we also have, good lunch. And
okay.
We also have Lady B house with us today, y'all. We finna give y'all some Tuesday's lunch.
Yeah, we're going to help you get through your lunch moment.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Because we don't want you to catch your boss out when you go back from lunch. We don't want to get fired.
How does sandwich taste today?
Man, dry. a little dry day. You know what I'm saying? A little dry. But that's all right. It's going to be all right. We're going to be all right.
A Lucifer, he be showing up when you don't want it.
Yeah, that's what he do. But you know what? That's all right, because we're going to stomp him out by giving praise. Giving thanks, giving him the glory, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we going to thank God today, you know. Y'all know what I thought, because we was late, we was just going to just jump right into the show. Yeah, we are. But we still going to give our thanks first.
See, we got to say something to Jesus.
Hmm.
At least by lunchtime, if you ain't said nothing yet. we finna say something in a minute.
Amen. Well, we ready, shoot. We is ready.
Yeah. Well, okay, since we so ready, everybody, y'all waiting. Let's do Isaiah 40:25-31. Isaiah 40:25-31. And I'm taking all donations. I still ain't got me no glasses. All of them.
Y'all know that's on her Christmas wish list now. Get that Christmas wish list on you, okay?
Glasses, because I need to see. Okay, y'all. Isaiah 40:25-31. Who will you compare me to? Or who is my equal? Asks the Holy One. Look up and see who created these. He brings out the starry host by number. He calls all of them by name. Because of his great power and strength, no one of them is missing. Jacob, why do you say, and Israel, why do you assert? My way is hidden from the Lord, and my claim is ignored by my God. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Yahweh is the everlasting God, the creator of the whole earth. He never grows faint or weary. There is no limit to his understanding. He gives strength to the weary and strengthens the powerless. Youth may faint and grow weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Oh, I like that one, y'all.
Yes, I like that.
Isaiah 40:25-31, y'all. Ooh, that's our Old Testament. Okay, y'all, let's do our New Testament. Let's do Romans 8:18. Then we're going to do 18 through 30. So Romans For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is going to be revealed to us. For the creation eagerly awaits and with anticipation, for God's Son will be revealed. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in the hope that the creation itself will also be set free from the bondage of corruption into the glorious freedom of God's children. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together with labor pains until now. And not only that, but we ourselves who have the Spirit as the first fruits, we also groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for adoption, the redemption of our bodies. Now, in this hope we were saved, yet hope that is seen not hope. Because who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with patience. In the same way, the Spirit also joins to help in our weakness because we do not know what to pray for as we should. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with unspoken groanings. And he who searches the hearts knows the Spirit's mindset because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, those who are called according to his purpose. For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. Oh, y'all, that was it. Romans 8,
ooh, that was
18 through 30.
I needed to hear that today. I really needed to hear that this morning.
Yeah.
Or this afternoon.
Wait on the Lord with that good anticipation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We really do. Lord, we want to just come to you saying thank you. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for the love that you shed on us every single day, day in and day out. Lord, we just ask you to continue to give us the wisdom to understand your word. Lord, continue to watch over us and protect us from harm. Protect us from ourselves when we don't even know when we're damaging ourselves. Lord, I ask you to watch over the sick and the shut-in, the weary, the lost, the confused, the hurt, the sick. Lord, we just come to you today saying thank you. Thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for all. Thank you for giving us life.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Feels good. Yeah. You gotta count your blessings. Here we go.
Looking down on everybody else. But as for me, I gotta swallow my pride. When I think about my life, tears flow from my eyes. I can't forget back in Detroit City with my demo tape, trying to get folks to hear me, trying to bring a new sound to this gospel game. Had people hating on me in Jesus' name. And I could have gave up a long time ago if I did, you wouldn't hear me on this radio. Couldn't come to your city and rock the show. I just want the world to know.
Man, somebody needs to count their blessings. Yes, I'm counting every last one of mine that I know. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Ooh, he's so good.
All the time. Yes, he is. So we hope that you guys were able to get your inspiration on this morning or this afternoon and say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because remember, somebody out there this morning or today did not get that opportunity to do so. So thank you for your blessings. Count your blessings. That's what you do.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, since we just got a few moments, we're going to just keep it right on moving. So the topic of the day is, should you take your kids to work when you can't find a babysitter?
I know that feeling because, this daycare is so high. Daycare high, y'all. And they want that money every week. Before you bring that child, you got to pay.
Yeah.
So you got to have you some money first before you can work if you got a kid, because you got to pay somebody to keep your kid.
Right.
But what if you can't pay nobody? What you gonna do?
And you know what the crazy thing is, it's a lot of women out there that's battling with this right now. And they want to, you know, some of the women, they do want to go and work, but they can't work because, again, they can't afford the daycare, and they have no one to, you know, to watch their children as they are going to, you know, as they're trying to get to work. So my thing is, I come in. We had HBG, the other House of HBG, House of Divine Guidance, come on this show a couple weeks ago, and I respect what those ladies is doing, because now they are actually trying as well. Not only do they, you know, also provide women, you know, with a place to stay, shelter, things like that, but they're also trying to get it to where they can help not just the women, that the homeless women, but they can help the women of the, you know, in the community, that where they care for them to be able to go out and get jobs.
Hmm. Shoot, that's a blessing right there, y'all.
Yes, it is.
Some good daycare while you at work. You worried about your kids, and then you got to pay somebody.
Right.
Then you can work.
Right. So yeah, they're trying to help women and all that. So if you know of an organization that, you know, pertains to that, let us know so we can put it out there to let other women know who really could use that valuable information.
Hmm.
Because
I know I needed a time or two.
Right. You got to work. You know, you got to work. You know, I don't think you should take your kids to work with you. I don't think you should. You shouldn't even have to.
Remember I set it off with you?
Right.
That baby got sick and the baby got took.
Right. So you don't want to do that, but just imagine there really are a lot of moms out there who does this, who take their kids to work with them because they have no babysitter. Mm-hmm. You know. And then like I've seen a time or two where I've seen kids sitting in the car.
Yeah.
You know, they just sitting there because the mommy at work, you know. It's like, really, what do you do?
Leave them at home? Or?
You know, you can't leave them at home, you know, unless they're a certain age, you know, then you can start leaving them at home. But, you know, you even have to check the laws out on that, because, shoot, you leave them at home, something happened. Now you hit with child endangerment. You take them to work, something happened. You hit with child endangerment, and you lose your job.
Yeah. might go to jail.
Right. You know, so what, you know, it got to be a way around some things that we got, you know, I think as a people we have to do something to make things better and more comfortable, because people need jobs. People, and the work rate will go up if people were able to get jobs, you know what I'm saying? Not just women, but men as well, but the rate, work rate will definitely go up, because understand there are a lot of women who do want to work, who's willing to work, but they can't because they got these babies on their hip, you know. You know, and I know a lot of people out there was like, you know, well, that's their fault and that's this, that, and the third. And the end of the day, it's not the baby's fault. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what it's all about. It's about these babies. They didn't ask to be into this world. But they're here. So at the end of the day, we have to be able to protect them and keep them safe.
Yeah. So I wonder what is a good age, you know, that you can leave a kid at home.
Well, me personally, I'm going to say 15. I can trust you a little bit more at 15, a little bit.
15. Not, you know, some kids be coming home from school. They be little. I can see them walking home, and they have their little key around their neck and going in the house by themselves. And they be young.
Yeah.
And they, if you train them right, shoot, they can. I think that 12 is a good age.
You think 12 is a good age?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, 12 might be a good age for, you know, depends on who the child is.
You know, if you had you a groom, I'm talking about a groom child.
Oh,
know?
Yeah. Now, if it's a groom child, I will agree with you on that one.
Yeah, because I remember my mama, I got to live at the house. Shoot, I used to wake up every Saturday morning like, where everybody at?
You overslept. Should have woke up a little earlier, son.
They want to go. Shoot, I want to be asleep.
Okay.
I wonder where they was at and how fast she was going to come back with the groceries.
Okay. Because you was trying to get your cereal on. You was trying to get your eat on, wasn't you?
No, I need to get me something to eat. Shoot. I'm going to eat microwave pancakes. And when I was a kid, I used to come home. My mom was like, don't you use that stove. So I'd be microwaving me some eggs.
Dang.
And scramble them in the microwave. As a child, I used to kind of make a fried egg in the microwave, too. That was the life, y'all. Leaving them, you know, being at the house by yourself, and you still had food. You couldn't turn on the stove, but it was still something for you to eat. I was about 12, maybe.
I remember staying. You know, I've been taking care of myself for a very long time, so we started real early, but. You know, of course, you know, our parents put the fear of life in us.
Yeah, we knew not to do nothing. And if we did something, we knew to have it clean, pristine by the time they came
back. Yeah, right. Whereas these kids, too many parents is wanting to be their kid's friend. Mm-hmm. Too many parents nowadays is like, oh, not my little Johnny. My little Johnny would never be like this. Your little Johnny is bad.
Well,
your little Johnny is just
stuff.
Like that, you know?
My stuff's sweet. My girl, sweet, lovely, a nice lady. She's
the baddest one of them all.
She be doing stuff, but, you know.
She bad. She's smart as a whip. See, that's the good thing. These kids is sometimes they way too smart for their own good. You know what I'm saying? But they bad, and it's a different, you know. And I just think that, you know, some of these parents think they bring their kids too well.
They think they friends with their kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to be your little friend now.
Already. But my thing is a lot of them baby them too long. You know what I'm saying? Like, because they're, oh, I don't want my baby to have to worry about this. And I don't want my baby to have to deal with that. And I don't want my baby to have to worry about this. Okay, if you don't want your baby to deal with none of this stuff, how do you expect your baby to understand and know about the world? And you know what I'm saying? How do you expect your baby to get through life? Because now here it is, he's a 43-year-old grown-ass man, and you still, okay, and you still tell me that you don't want your baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But you can't even get them to come do nothing.
No.
Without threatening the life of him, you know what I'm saying, type of stuff. Like,
yeah.
it's just too much, you know. I just think, you know, if we stop babying these millennium kids, that's what I call them now.
Yeah.
If we stop babying them, I believe that, you know, at a certain age, they should be able to stay home
mm-hmm.
by themselves and watch themselves.
Yeah, get them incorporated.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna tell y'all how old my oldest was incorporated. He knew pretty soon how to do.
See, right.
And he was at that house waiting on his mama, cause I work going to school. Hey, I'm always trying to get some edge in me.
Yeah, got to have that
edge. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always trying to get it.
Yeah, but education is power, you know.
You're going to be at the house before I take you to work.
Okay. See, that's how I am. Like, I would think I would be. My thing is, I feel safer with you being at the house than with you being at my job, because if you get, or we get caught, or somebody see you, that's child endangerment. And then I'm losing my job.
Okay.
On top of that, so how can I take care of us if I no longer have a job?
Mm-hmm. I should tell my son, get in that room, close the door, and stay in her bathroom, right in the room. Stay in my room till I come back.
I'll see.
And don't go to this door. Don't do nothing.
Don't do nothing.
Here go your smacks right here. Put your trash in the trash.
Okay.
When I come back, we finna go have fun.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, like,
the standing thing.
Right. But see, like I said, that's that old school training. Because, like I said, when we were coming up, our parents were very strict. We knew the do's and the don'ts and the rules and the regulations and all that stuff, because they put them down and they were, you know what I'm saying? And we knew that if we did not follow these rules and regulations, it was going to be consequences and repercussions.
For real. Off the top.
Yeah, and it wasn't no talking back about it. It wasn't no discussing it. It wasn't no trying to swindle yourself about of it. It was none of that. Like, it was no go, no holds barred, and don't play with it, because I told you before I left. So, oh, you thought this was a game? Okay, well, let me show you that I wasn't playing. Bam, bam, bam. And that's what that was. And I respect that. You know what I'm saying? We might not have liked it then. Right. Right. Because the next time, you was like, oh, okay, wait a minute, hold on. She said, don't do this, this, that, and the third, another. Okay, I bet y'all won't do it.
Do that. Bet not do none of it.
Right. Right. You know, you thought. Whereas now, these parents is more like, Okay, Sally, I'm about to go. Have a good day.
Yeah.
And they walk out the door. No rules, no, you know. And then if Sally say, well, Mom, I want to go to my friend's house. And she say, no. Then here, you know, no, you can't go to your friend's house until I get back. Oh, well, why? And why I can't do this? And this, that, and the third, and the other, and this, that, and the third, and the other, and the tenth, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this. And then by time, she's such as in a hurry to get to where she need to be. By time she get through with her whining, you can go, but be home by this time.
Yeah.
Okay. And then once that time come, here comes something else.
Yeah.
You know? And then here she is, tired of the whining again, because now she's been out all day doing whatever she had to do, so she don't want to hear. So she's like, okay, well, you can stay out another hour.
Yeah.
But you better be home at this time. Then she don't, you know, right. You know what I'm saying? And then that goes on, and now here it is the next morning. Here Sally Sue is coming to walk in talking about, oh, well, Mom, I spent the night because we were so, you know, we were laughing and joking, and, you know, we just fell asleep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, see, there was no flu around my house.
Baby, first of all, if you did not come when you were supposed to be home, you no longer lived at that residence. That was no longer your residence.
Oh, you grown? You get to come and go as you please? Okay.
Okay.
Go, please.
Right. Well, what about my clothes? Oh, you mean the clothes that I bought you?
No,
oh, no, them stay here. Them stay here. You don't. Yeah, you don't own nothing, but what? I'm letting you. I'm letting you so you don't be naked out there. I'm letting you borrow the clothes you got on right now.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, they borrowed. So they ain't, yeah, they ain't yours. They borrowed. I'm letting you borrow. And you be like, but these is mine. No, no, no. See, you were sadly mistaken.
Yeah.
Everything that's in here belongs to me. Everything.
All of it.
I love it.
All is mice.
Yeah. Did you buy them clothes? Now you, if you bought something in here, you can more than politely let me know what it is. And I will politely go get it and bring it to you. Because you didn't get to come in to get it. Oh, no, 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 no. Tell me what it is. I will go find it and bring it back to you.
Mm.
That was.
You want your airplane you bought? Okay, let me go get your airplane.
Yeah. There you go. Anything else? Because that's what they ask on before they shut the door in your face. Anything else?
Oh, yeah, you bought that ball? Oh, okay. Yeah, you can have that ball.
Yeah.
Everything else.
Now, you
else.
Need to, yeah, now you need to say what you're going to get because you only get two. They don't give you three. No, after they go back that second time, the next time is that's it. You done got slammed in the face and everything. It's over for you.
You ain't
get
nothing else out of here.
Nothing.
You should have been getting it.
Man, getting it in.
While the getting was good.
While the getting was super good. And if you didn't get it, you missed it. Sorry for you. Sucks to be you.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, parents didn't play that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And these kids be talking about, oh, I'm finna run away. Bye. Run away.
Right. 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 These parents talking to, well, Sally, why do you want to run away today? Don't, you don't want to do that. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't. It's always, you know, they got all this stuff. Whereas when we was coming up, no. You said you want to run away, baby. They was helping you pack, get your stuff and get out.
Yeah.
This belonged to you. Your stuff was already packed. Here, take your little duffel bag and keep it moving.
If you didn't get a whooping for saying some stupid ass like that.
Yeah. Because you was going to definitely get a whooping.
So talking about you want to run away.
See, that's why you have to be.
Business.
Right, you have to be smart. If you was going to run away, you didn't tell them. You just did it. You know what I'm saying? You just,
yeah.
When they came home and they couldn't find you and they seen all your stuff gone, then they was like, okay. Oh, she thought she was doing something smart. Leave her out there. They don't even look for you or nothing. They just, it wasn't no calling the police talking about my daughter, my son that ran away. None of that.
Amber Alert.
Nah, it wasn't no Amber Alert. They were the Amber Alert. Because everybody in the neighborhood knew that you had ran away.
These some stupid, crazy men.
Yeah. You couldn't even come on your block without getting slapped.
Mm-hmm.
Just for thinking crazy. Yeah, everybody. You got wood from everybody on the block, and it was allowed. Now, man, if you say something to somebody's kids, say something.
Oh.
You ain't even put your hands on them. If you say something, now the mama done came over to your house, and now she ready to fight you. Lady, you better get you and your little bad child up out my yard for y'all both get beat up.
You coming over here asking for too much.
Yeah. I'm trying to teach your little hoolah some sense, because you obviously not teaching them anything. And so what I ask when they're on my property, that's my property, and I ask them to don't do it. Now, what they do on your property, that's your business. If they want to tell me your stuff, knock yourselves out. Be their friend, but I ain't their friend. I let every parent know. I ain't your child's friend.
No, that ain't what's up to be no friend.
No, I can't be your friend.
I don't have that many kids Facebook friends.
Okay.
A few little girls from the church, you know. But, you know, friends now.
All right, please don't get it mistaken.
What you doing?
Okay.
I'm just trying to check on these little gals.
Yeah, for sure, because we got to.
But my son blocked me. My friend's his friend.
So you ain't blocked nothing, because I can still see what you're doing, because you didn't block everybody. You should have blocked everybody I knew, little baby Jesus.
He had a wreck, and he posted on Instagram and went to his Facebook, and he know I don't know my Instagram password, y'all, sorry, but so he called me. First, I guess right before he posted to Instagram. And then I got about, I'm talking about like 20 calls. They're like, hey, this boy, what happened to him? I'm like, well, how y'all know? They like Facebook. I'm like, ow. See, I ain't get my notification. I ain't the little sucker friend. But he called me, though, and told me he was all right. He was still alive. Oh. He was down there in Tyler, right down there by Joy.
Okay.
He right down there on that same street. And had somebody, they have a little bar right there.
Right.
And I think it was one of our Hispanic brothers, you know, had one too many, ran the light, hit my baby. Found him around and everything.
Ooh, I know it was scared.
He posted the car. That's why everybody was calling.
Right.
It was mangled. And it was one of them good, solid, big, solid cars, but the man was in a truck, you know. You know how our Latin brothers like to do it in them big trucks.
Already.
Yeah.
Already. Okay. Alrighty, yeah, well,
so
y'all know.
Now
you can't be your kid's friend.
At least he told me first. I'm glad. I would have been mad if I saw that.
Yeah, especially if it's on Facebook, you ain't even on their friend on his friend list or nothing, and everybody done called you to tell you, and you the last one to find out about your child. Yeah.
Oh, I would have been down there and Tyler choking the diggity dog S out of him. Call your mama, boy. What's wrong with you?
Okay.
And he
like you made that
me.
Up.
I was wondering why he was calling me. I said, "What is wrong?" Because he never really just calls me. He called me that night and just talked and talked. He never said anything. This is when the wreck happened, I think, that night when he called. And I was like, oh, okay, so we talked and talked. So the next day he kept, I said, what is wrong with this boy? He calling me. I said, well, I think I was talking to my good girl, Bonna. And
okay.
I said, I'll talk to him in a minute. So then he called right back. I said, oh, Lord, let me see what this boy wants. And then he told me about the rig. Then preceding that was 150,000 calls about this boy's car. This car, what happened to Jalen's car? He was driving his friend's car.
See?
Mm. But anyway, shoot. If you leave, what you going to do with your baby when you going to work? So if your baby is, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I'm trying to figure out. You might have to put them in your carry-on bag and roll them on inside your job and tell them to sit up under your desk and be quiet.
Something. All I know is we gonna have to get it together, but. Y'all know the phone lines are open. Let us know what y'all think, because we do have a caller in the call log already. But call us at, you can reach us for the last 10 minutes. You can call us at 646-929-0558. And let us know what
that's
you think.
That's right. 646-929-0558, y'all.
All righty. So let's go to the phone lines.
Nice collar, y'all.
Okay, collar, you in the playhouse? I know. You're like, what did they just going on?
For damn 2-3 hours at a time. Shut y'all ass up.
Oh, man, not that death hole.
Okay.
Shit. God, you blowed up the whole fucking lockout. What is y'all doing?
Let's see.
Man.
God.
Well, we're
damn.
Glad that you here, honey.
I'm glad y'all are. Well, we know y'all there, because y'all been running y'all goddamn mouth for 2 hours. I'm telling you that. God.
Damn, 2 hours.
Y'all just shut the hell up and just let me talk, because y'all got to be goddamn tired.
Okay, float this little baby.
Okay,
well,
our topic.
From now on, this is how we're
like,
gonna
what?
This is how we gonna handle it from now on. I'm gonna text y'all and say I am on death fucking hold.
Let me in.
Yeah, get it together, ladies. Ain't nobody got time for this.
Okay, I forgot
what to say.
Tell us how you feel, then. Tell us on how you feel. Oh, because he's giving up to you today, ain't
he? At the lunch.
Okay. Honey, your phone breaking up, love.
Yeah,
so he's trying to give
it.
That's. Right, that's
at
why.
At Tuesday's luncheon.
Okay.
That's what we're not going to do, talk about my phone. That's what we're not going to do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Get inside the bar then.
We ain't going to be talking about cricket and Metro today. That's what we're not going to do.
You got a crooked phone?
I got a cricket Metro phone. Cricket slash,
you know,
Metro
what
slash
in, in the H they call cricket phone crooked. Crooked
oh,
phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got that good crooked on you. Okay. Now tell us, honey, how you feel about this nice hot topic. Should you probably like, I don't even know what the topic is. The topic is, should you take your kids to work if you can't find a babysitter?
Hell to the no. To the no.
Okay.
Hell no, I can't take your bad ass kids to damn work with you. Shit. Hell no. Not unless you want to get fired.
Oh, man.
Just call the hell in. I can't make it today. You know, y'all good at lying any damn way, so just use one of your old ones. Recycled lies. Don't go to work.
Not a recycled lie.
Yeah, that one you used 3 weeks ago, but you using it on somebody new this time, so they don't even know you done used that. And you on your job, because this is what I know. When you call into work, there's no job that you call into. They already think you lying, even if you telling the damn truth.
Yeah.
So I always give them a good-ass lie. I give them a good-ass original, never-before-used lie.
I always have me a doctor.
I always include them in the lie. So you got to include them in the lie when you call in. You have to tell them you got the motherfucking chicken pox and the whooping cough, and you don't want them to get sick because you just care about them so much and how much they look out for you on a daily basis. So you wouldn't dare come get that shit to their ass.
Yeah.
Okay.
And stay at home
they
with your bad
ass. They do eat
it up, too. Stay at home with your bad ass kids.
Because you know they bad.
And a motherfucker.
They
super
they all
bad.
In the office.
That's I'm pretty sure when we
if your
kids,
children, let me ask y'all a question.
Kids
what y'all
was
think
sitting
about,
in the car. That's why these kids today, they crazy. They don't be knowing how to do. They be getting caught sitting in the car.
Then what the problem is.
Yeah.
If they don't do what
you
they
know,
is,
when we
you
kids,
tell
we wouldn't
them
have got
to do
caught.
Let me ask y'all something. If they don't do what the hell y'all tell them to do at the damn house, you think they finna do what you tell them to do when they get to work in front of a computer with 400 games on that hoe?
Right.
Hell to the no.
Mm-mm.
They not.
Mm-mm.
Every game in the world at your job, and they're going to lock up and freeze up the whole goddamn company system, and now you're fired.
Straight fire.
You didn't know how to do this. Right.
Now,
so now
if you do happen to take your kids, if you do happen to take your kids to work with you, you got to have grandma cookies and milk. And that will come
keep them occupied.
You got to get them some milk and cookies.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
hey, milk and
cookies.
Yes,
milk and cookies.
Grandma
milk.
Grandma,
yeah,
grandma.
In the blue pack. Vanilla.
That's right. That's right.
In the blue pack.
It's in quick trip, right?
Do they gotta be mini?
Little.
You probably gotta get the kids the minis.
I was talking about get the milk and cookies when you fuck the kids.
No, we should. I take a few grandma cookies.
Them.
You know, I want some.
Look, we know you will.
I don't want no milk, though. I want that roll of cookies, though. I take that roll and some chips.
Okay.
Speaking of
grandma,
y'all ain't got none up there at the station that y'all work at the radio station. I can't come in and get no grandma cookies from y'all.
Man, we got some stuff now. Don't get it twisted.
That's the least y'all can do for having some motherfucker on death hole. Shit, motherfucker been on hold for a
you,
few hours. I can at least
get some cookies. You didn't get your vodka and cranberry?
Okay.
See, you going to make me say something I'm supposed to say on this year's air.
Cranberry.
I don't supposed to talk like this on this year's air. This year's air now.
Yeah, we
done
already had our drink.
Yeah.
Me too. What y'all doing drinking at the time of
we
the
gave
anyway?
It to you.
Don't
know,
y'all
gotta
drive through the school
started.
Zone to eat? Y'all ain't got no school zone. Y'all gotta drive through this evening while y'all drinking early.
No, we ain't in California.
Nah.
We ain't there early.
Right. Right.
School zone been over by 9 o'clock.
Oh,
then
man.
It started back up at 2.
Oh, man. Y'all
yeah,
drinking
we,
in shifts.
We clear on that.
Y'all drinking in shifts yeah. over there.
Now,
yeah,
I have to have me a kickstart when I wake up, a little mimosa.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know you need orange juice first.
These you know, breakfast is the most the most important meal of the day.
It is.
Y'all too smart for y'all own damn good.
So by lunchtime, see, so we had a luncheon. You know, when you at the luncheon, you know, you got a cocktail.
Okay, a good old one.
A cocktail.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little bit. Yeah.
Lord, a cocktail.
Mr. Rock, give me
y'all
a
ain't got no Jack Daniels over there?
Oh, no.
Nah.
You know, we don't want to drink both at the same time. We got vodka, so we can bring the Jack Daniels.
Right.
Can you see it? Y'all see that? Can y'all see that?
Have y'all ever seen somebody just, like, put their finger, like, you know how they on those cartoons, how you put your finger over your lips, one finger, like you finna explode?
Oh.
That's what happens when you drink Jack Daniels and vodka.
Oh.
You
well, we don't want to explode. Okay,
I want y'all to do something for me right quick. Y'all gonna help me out?
Oh. What's that?
I need y'all to close y'all eyes and tell me, do you see it? Close your eyes now and tell me, do you see it? Y'all don't see this damn middle finger. Y'all don't see this damn middle finger stuck in this
eye.
Now it ain't quite visible. I ain't seen it.
If you
got to squeeze them.
You
got to squeeze them. You got to squeeze them.
We just only got one. We just got that clear. Because some people be mixing clear and dark.
And that's why they crazy to this day.
You got to squeeze your eyes shut real tight so it'll be pitch black dark. And then that damn thing.
You're trying to raise up my blood pressure. Yeah, you're trying to raise up my blood pressure.
And that finger just gonna appear. Bam!
Bam.
Oh.
That's the
middle. I'm trying to
touch the finger. The middle. Warm it up.
Okay. Oh,
you old. You saying warm it up, Chris? You old as hell. You singing Chris to the motherfucking crop. You is old as hell.
Well,
you got gray hair
everywhere.
The
middle, warm it up, Chris. Ain't that salt? Ain't that where they come
yep.
from? And you can get the finger.
You
the
got
middle.
Gray hair everywhere. You got gray hair growing on top of your damn toe.
Okay, all right. Cause you got that GNH. Oh, okay. GNH.
GNH.
Oh.
Yeah.
They ain't got that in Mississippi. Great nothing. You's a low down, no good, rotten, dirty. I don't have nut hairs. I think that nasty have a bunch of hairs all over your balls. Who does that? Who walks around with a bunch
of
hair all
over? We got so twisted at a party one time, me and my homegirl. We were walking around asking dudes if they had GNH. So they were gray. They had gray beards. We was like, ooh, if y'all think the dudes with the gray hair on them, you think they nut hair gray?
See.
Start asking people.
I sure hate y'all start asking
anything
people. Very intelligent
in
question. That's not intelligent. That's because y'all nasty. Because you're nasty. That's why you're nasty. Nasty,
we
perverted fuck.
Nasty.
Walk around asking
we
folks about their balls. Y'all nasty.
Way different from nasty.
I'm glad you growed out of that shit.
Oh,
walk around asking people about their balls. Who does that?
Yeah, is it great?
Okay, I'm not supposed to play with y'all. I'm not supposed to play with y'all. As y'all see, that's how we go down in the playhouse, man. Anything goes, anything, you know. No topic is off limits. No.
Just be prepared to be in death hell, goddammit. That's it. Other than that, the playhouse is jumping if they ever let you get in that bitch.
You are basically in the playhouse when you call in. You in the playhouse then.
Okay.
Oh, my bad, my bad.
You're not really
on hold.
My bad. My bad.
You're not really on hold. You
lie. Yeah, I guess you got a
it just felt like that.
Small point. You have a small point. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, like you just felt like
so
that.
Sweet.
Okay.
I apologize.
I'm glad I could explain it to you. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Okay.
Can y'all ever pull up to the red light and look to your left and just say, God dang, good googly goop. This motherfucker here is ugly. I'm sorry. I don't even talk about people, but you just can't miss ugly. God damn.
Okay.
The super handsome has spoken.
Okay.
That would be me.
Okay,
that would be
yeah.
Me. That would be me.
I'm not supposed to play with y'all, man. Look, y'all. We want to apologize for coming on late, but we here. But we want to say thank y'all for tuning in, hanging out with us. Y'all make sure that y'all continue to stay tuned in. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for the Roundtable Show with DJ KT, where freedom of speech is always welcome. And then, of course, on Thursday, Chef Sadie coming into the Playhouse, man, giving you them good young recipes. And then, y'all know, it's Friday. Lady V gonna step out for her anniversary. Yes, I'm going to step out for my anniversary for the weekend. So, Miss Joy.
What's your anniversary?
Miss Joy.
What's your anniversary in?
I'm married. My wedding anniversary.
Oh, well, I had to add because, you know, women have anniversary for 2-week nail appointments. And we've been talking on the phone for 7 days and shit. So you had to ask that
no.
Put that anniversary back because y'all had anniversary. Oh, I done had these shoes 3 months. Y'all had anniversary for any goddamn thing.
I don't have no anniversaries for all that. It's just simply just for the with the man. It's simply for my wedding, baby. I don't know any other anniversaries
well, happy,
but that
well,
day, okay?
Happy anniversary to you, baby. Hope you have a
thank you, Bob.
A bomb diggity fucking wedding anniversary, because shit. I thought you were talking about the anniversary for the last batch of Kool-Aid you made. You know y'all niggas do.
No. It's for
okay,
my wedding anniversary.
All right.
Okay, cool. So now that we got that together, y'all know it's my wedding anniversary weekend. So
yay.
I'm going to step out with my hubby, you know, my great hubby. And, you know, we're going to rekindle our flame. That's what we're going to do for our anniversary and celebrate real good. So, you know, we're going to take Freaky Friday in like that. So come hang out with Miss Joy and Miss Michaela. Get that, you know, add some spice, you know, with the Queens of Sex. Talk 2 hours full of nothing but hot, juicy sex.
Queen of
that's
sex.
Friday. And, oh, yeah, the Queens of Sex, baby. We say it's the nasty time.
Yeah, them be the main motherfuckers ain't doing shit. I'm going to have to call and tell them about their damn self. They ain't doing shit.
Hey, man, well, you just make sure you call in on Friday. That's what you do. That's what you do. They're going to be waiting on you. Okay, cool. And then, of course, on Saturday, y'all already know that Midwest.
Whee!
It's going to come into the building, baby. giving you, catering to all genres of music on Saturday. And then, of course, she going to hold it down for Lady V on Sunday with your grown and sexy playlist. Yes, your Sunday night quiet storm, playing all the love songs that you want to hear and all those that you want to remember. And then y'all know on Monday, me and your homegirl, Nika, we going to give you the tea. You know, the tea, That's on Monday. And then, of course, on Tuesday, we're going to give you your Tuesday's brunch all over again. And this time, we going to do our best not to be late. Okay. So, yeah, so, yeah, we want to say thank
brunch.
You guys for...
instead of lunch.
Yeah, we're going to get some brunch instead of some lunch. So we want to say thank you guys for tuning in, hanging out with us as usual. And as always, remember to stay empowered and encouraged to do great things. See you later.
Hello, ladies. You are now tuned into Young Man Radio. Straight out the Hit Shack. I am your host for this evening, Tucker, a.k.a. the King of Swing, a.k.a. the Young Man, a.k.a. the guy your boyfriend can't stand. Request lines are now open at 1-800-LOVE-BABY. That's 1-800-LUVE-BABY. Welcome to the club we have. Ladies, tonight's gonna be special because I heard you was looking for me.
You truly do. Insatiable.